This is Ozarks at Large. This weekend, Governor Asa Hutchinson sat down with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, to talk about his political action groups that he plans to steer after the General Assembly concludes its current business. That weekend conversation between Roby and the governor was the topic of this week's back and forth between Roby and John Brummett, political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
I heard you tell him that I'd been baiting him to run. I've just been observing what I perceive, which is that he has a clear national interest that will continue after his term limitation here in Arkansas at the end of next year. Not surprised, but it's a good move that validates what we've been seeing, which is that while term limited in Arkansas after next year, and with nothing in Arkansas of a political nature readily available to him that would be appropriate, and with his stint as chairman of the National Governors Association beginning in this summer and extending through the remainder of his term, he intends to move into an undefined role seeking to have influence in national Republican politics. I think his telling you yesterday for the first time that he has these two PACs, one which is just makes direct donations, the other one of these 501c4s is going to make announcements on issues, can actually do advertising as long as it's not advocacy, but educational. I don't know how much money he's going to be able to raise, but that's what he intends to do. He clearly sees himself in a national role. In a way, a politician of that at that level having a national PAC or two is commonplace. In this case, it shows that clearly our governor is not moving out of politics at the end of his term and has an interest. He told you, we need a national, this is the important times. He was saying, we got to stop this Biden horror, you know, because he is after all a Republican, but he's saying we've got to do it in a way that moves us away from this divisiveness. In other words, a more moderate, pragmatic path. I've talked to him over the years. He believes presidents are best when they come from governorships, because they have understood how to work with real problems in a practical way. So that's what it indicates, and it's interesting. And he's been given two or three opportunities, including by you, to say, among your national interests is not the presidency. You're not thinking of running for that, are you? He will not say that. I think that's a long shot prospect, but it's one he's keeping in mind, and he wants to. And not to ramble, but there aren't many people out there with the independence and the nerve to risk the wrath of Donald Trump and to take him on. And to his everlasting credit, I don't care what my liberal critics say, Asa Hutchinson is to be praised for moving on an independent path that says we need to get past Trump and he needs not to be our leader or our nominee. And to veto that transgender bill and go on Meet the Press and say, you know, the way to impose or have influence in terms of moral, religious views is not necessarily or always or ever to use the instrument of law. It's to use matters of influence based on your behavior and your beliefs outside the instrument of law. Believe that? A Republican willing to say that on Meet the Press to sort of step away from this so-called white Christian nationalism that has become the very foundation of the Republican Party. All of that is just interesting. I'm finding Asa interesting to watch these days, and I watched every minute of your nearly half-hour interview with him.
The governor also did speak, too, about what's going on in this legislative session, said he did not feel that he could really have halted or slowed down or stopped some of the culture wars that we've seen in this legislative session, and also I think he seemed to indicate some warnings, kind of a Eisenhower military industrial complex warning towards the legislative encroachment of the executive branch there, if I could kind of use a little bit of a tortured analogy. I found some of his comments about what's going on in state politics interesting as well.
I believe that's the first time I've heard him say, though I'm not surprised they said it, he may have said it before, really, a governor's veto ought to be worth more than overriding with a simple majority vote. He said that to you outright. I mean, of course he thought that. I mean, to be overridden by simple majority makes his opinion on on policymaking on matters of dispute with the legislature no more important than yours or mine. I mean, the basic majority can undo it. There ought to be some premium placed on it, and in most states it's 60 or 67%. At the national level, it's two-thirds, I think. So I was interested in that. I thought he was fairly candid. He's always on the balance beam. I watch him, and I've watched politics a long time, and I wrote a whole book about Bill Clinton titled High Wire, that's where he always is. Ace Hutchinson is sort of there, too. I call it a balance beam. He's always trying to not say a destructive thing, but to say something that's more subtle. He has told me many times for pieces I've done for your annual magazine, I don't like, philosophy aside, I don't like divisive bills that meet no direct need. They just distract from the session, cause damage to the general mood of the session. I don't like them. He's been able to keep those at bay in the past. This time there obviously was no chance. And there are more than two or three bills, I think, that he doesn't want to sign. But there's, you know, you pick your fights and you veto the ones and sit tight for the next day's override when you really feel the spirit move you. Yeah. So, and that was that's pretty obvious to him.
Yeah, as to me, said, he wasn't the first. He won't be the last governor to have a veto over.
Somebody ought to put a bill in there to an amendment out, a publicly initiative. The legislature's not going to do it to raise the number of votes to override. And yeah, the legislature is not just showing that it's learned that it can have more power than it wants. It's threatening to disturb the balance of power. It wants to be able to call itself into session, which, as he said, makes our legislature a full-time session, subject to its own call anytime that it wants. A governor, any governor, after dealing with these guys and gals for 90, 100 days in the kind of pressure cooker that these sessions are, needs some time to exercise the executive branch to implement the laws and try to deal with the damage that's been done. The prospect that the Speaker and the President pro tem could call themselves back at any moment is dire for a governor, and I think dire for the state.
John Brummett is a political columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. This week, they also covered the record-breaking fundraising by GOP gubernatorial candidate Sarah Huckabee Sanders and more. And you can view the rest of their discussion at talkbusiness.net. Also at talkbusiness.net, you can find this weekend's conversation between Roby Brock and Governor Asa Hutchinson. And you can read John Brummett's columns at arkansasonline.com.